The plan calls for spending an additional $13 billion on transportation in Massachusetts during the next 10 years. Governor Deval Patrick endorsed the plan as clear-eyed, nonpartisan, and fact-based. He said the plan would keep the current transportation system operating and pay for what he called modest strategic expansions.
The other stark fact this plan reports is that if we do nothing, the public will have to pay more and get less, and our economic growth will slow in Greater Boston and stall out in other areas of the state.
The MassDOT plan calls for a 5% increase in tolls on the Massachusetts Turnpike and a 5% fare hike for the MBTA. A host of fees charged by the Registry of Motor Vehicles would also go up. But that's not enough, the report says, to wipe out a $684 million operating deficit projected for MassDOT and pay the debt service for capital projects. The state legislature will need to weigh increases in the gasoline tax, the income tax, or perhaps put something new in place, such as a payroll tax or a tax on miles driven. The governor said he'll reveal his preferences at midweek when he delivers the State of the State address.
This plan, I think, is the right plan substantively. I'm going to talk about both the principles and some specific approaches in the State of the Commonwealth, and then very, very specific in the budget next week.
The state legislature demanded this comprehensive transportation financing plan in return for a one-time funding fix last year for the MBTA, which was facing large fare hikes and deep service cuts. The governor said there'll be plenty of opportunity to debate the best ways to pay.
But the reason for talking about the plan and the elements of it first is so that we can have a really serious conversation with each other about whether these are the right elements of the plan.
Debate over transportation funding in Massachusetts is always clouded by the specter of the Big Dig, the $15 billion highway project in Boston that was replete with cost overruns that left the state transportation system saddled with debt and starved for cash. The MassDOT plan includes several major highway reconstruction projects, including the Interstate 91 Viaduct in Springfield. State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey said the plan includes rehabbing the infrastructure to support rail service between Pittsfield and New York City and between Springfield and Boston.
A $360 million capital investment, double track signal, again, all that unglamorous stuff, but that will allow us to unlock opportunity.
The plan includes a $32.2 million increase to the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority next year. The Berkshire Regional Transit Authority would get $3.2 million more, and the Franklin Regional Transit Authority would receive $1 million more. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.